Okay, so my name is Dr. Francina Turner, and I'm conducting an oral history interview with Patricia Nasir on February 11th, 2022. Was this your last name when you attended?
It was not. So I was under the last name Adams is my maiden name.
Okay. So when did you enter, and then when did you graduate from Maryland?
Yep. So I entered August of 2003. And I graduated May 2008. So I did the fifth year.
What's your hometown?
Philadelphia.
Okay. How would you describe your life prior to coming to the university? And by this, I mean kind of like family composition, thoughts on higher education, your home community, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would consider, not consider, I am, I'm first generation college student. So my mom never attended school or college. She was accepted, but didn't have like the support in order to go. My dad, who was a military vet, attended some college, like via the GI Bill and so forth, but didn't graduate. So myself and some of my siblings that did go to college, we are the first generation to do so. I did grow up in a two-parent home where I would say the expectation was that I was going to college, right? It wasn't really, hey, if you don't want to go to college, you can do this, you can do that. It was kind of like, here are the steps we're going to get you to go to school. So that's kind of what I've always had in my mind.
How did you make the decision to attend Maryland?
Yeah. So one of the things that I do in selecting schools is I looked at places that I would want to live afterwards. So that allowed me to, you know, apply to some schools in state, although I wasn't really keen on that, some schools in Virginia, and then the University of Maryland. Why I ultimately decided on it was, one, it was far enough where I felt independent. But still close enough to home, only about like a 2-2.5 hour drive should I need to get home for anything. And then my visit and my experience at the University of Maryland really like excited me and made me say like, okay, this is the campus for me. And so that experience was a multicultural like overnight stay program that they had, which I just loved the whole experience. It made me want to come on board full time.
How did you go about selecting a major?
That's a great question. How did I select? Okay, so I remember this now. So when I initially came into University of Maryland, I had every intention of being in the medical field. So my first semester was filled with a few like science courses. I remember I was taking chemistry and I really wanted to be on the path of being like a physician's assistant, right? Except for chemistry was not my ministry. And so after the first semester, I was like, yeah, these are not the grades that I'm used to, not what I expected. And I don't think this is the path for me. So during my second semester, I decided that I would want to do business, right? It seemed like it would be kind of a good, apologies, my dog in the background, to kind of fall back on. And then I just really liked finance, right? When I looked at the business school, I wasn't really a marketing person or accounting. So that's how I wound up narrowing in on the field of finance.
You mentioned that you visited the campus, I think initially as a part of that overnight mm-hmm. stay program, but can you walk me through your earliest memories of the college as an incoming freshman?
Yes, yes. And when you say memories, what are you looking for? What are some of the things that people have shared?
Just things that stuck out to you. For example, there are people who their earliest memory is the massive size of the institution, or it might be a smell or
right, you know. Right. Yeah. So I would say my earliest memories, because it wasn't necessarily the size of the institution, because I saw that when I did my overnight stay. Right. But I would say it was really when I moved into my dormitory. I think for me, that's what made it really real, in seeing all of the other students that were in the dorm. And that like, this was going to be my home, not for a night, not for a summer, but for the next 4 or 5 years. So I would say that's really kind of like my most vivid memory, and my parents moving me in and that whole just hustle and bustle that comes with, you know, moving into your dormitory and so forth.
Did you live on campus the entire time you were there? And if so, do you remember the residence halls you lived in?
Yes. So I did live on campus the entire duration. For the first, I guess, 2 years, I lived in Caroline Hall. I think it's still there now. I don't think they knocked it down yet. I'm not sure. And then the next 3 years, I lived in the Commons. So I lived in buildings, I think it was 1 and 2. And then my last year and a half, I was an RA for one of those buildings.
While you were at Maryland, did you belong to any campus-based organizations, be it social organizations or civic, or maybe depending on your major?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was a part of our BBA, so it was the Black Business Association. And as well as BSU. And then I was also a part of the Beyond the Classroom program that we had that also kind of corresponded to the RA position that I had.
What could you tell me more about that organization?
Yeah, so Beyond the Classroom is one of the civic programs that University of Maryland offered then, or maybe still does. I'm trying to think what the other one is that they have for like engineering students. It's escaping me at the moment, but that really focused on like civic ties, right? So we did some things in the community, but also how could we tie that back into like being a better a residence assistant to our residents in the dormitories.
Then also speaking of the community, did you belong to any organizations or clubs or anything that were off campus based?
No, I did not. Not at that time.
How would you describe like general race relations during your time at Maryland?
Yeah, hold on. Sorry, just 1 second. Okay, I'm back. Apologies about that. Can you repeat your question again for me?
How would you describe general race relations during your time at Maryland?
Yeah, so I would say general race relations were okay. During my time, and especially like my freshman year, I don't think anything really like stood out to me that was different. There were some groups of people, you know, like whether it's white students or like our Indian students or African students, like there were mixed groups basically. But then there were some that just kind of kept to their own, you know, own students that were similar to them. But I don't ever recall any like racial issues or whatever have you during like my first earlier parts of being at Maryland. I do feel like there was a racial incident, whether it was in my maybe junior year, but honestly, I can't remember what that was.
What do you remember of campus activities, maybe concerts or speakers, parties, cultural events? What do you remember of those kind of things on campus?
Yeah, so I remember that it seemed like we had a lot of them. So what I did enjoy about Maryland was, you know, we had our sporting events, which are very big there. But then we also had events that were for like the Black students or through BSU. And I thought our BSU executive board at the time, they did a really good job along with, gosh, I'm forgetting everything, like the art and like music committee that we had. With bringing like different concerts and events that were also applicable and of interest to us, right? So there were like numerous concerts, anywhere from like John Legend to Kanye West to like the Nappy Roots to Common. We had a lot of entertainers that came, so it felt connected. So even though I was at a PWI, I didn't feel like I was shortchanged in the Black experience at all during my time there, at least from that perspective.
In which physical spaces on campus did you feel the most at home or the most welcome? And then conversely, were there spaces on campus where you did not feel?
Yeah. So I would say I felt most at home in like the Stamp Student Union. And I think that was probably for a few reasons. One, it's where you see just all different types of students coming through, right? It's not like it was dominated by one particular group, which was great. Also, I held like an on-campus position probably for like the three and a half years out of the 5 years that I was there in a term zone, which was also located in the Stamp Student Union. So that really felt kind of like home base for me. Even if I was just, you know, not working and on campus and didn't have anything to do, like kind of the Stamp Student Union is where I would go. I also know that, like, of course, we had Nimburu, and I know for some of my friends that felt like home and it felt like the vibe. I don't feel like I necessarily felt that or that same level of connection that I did for some other places. And I don't think it was for any specific reason. But I know that like some of my friends, like that was their hanging out space.
Do you, do any of your professors or maybe staff members stick out to you as having been particularly supportive of your growth at the school or maybe not so particularly supportive?
Yeah. Yes. And I think there are a few people that kind of come to mind that I think really helped to shape the experience. So one was April, I think her last name was Hamilton. I have to look it up. So she was an advisor within a business school. And she was one of the only Black advisors that we had. She was also the advisor of the business organization BBA. And so we spent, myself and a lot of my friends that were in the business school spent a lot of time with her. And so she really shaped, I think, one, just seeing a Black woman in that space when there were so many other like non-Black faces, not that they weren't welcoming, but it was just a different sense of comfort being around her and her also helping us in our professional development, right? So I would say definitely her. Two other professors that I had. So one, Jonathan England, who was just fantastic. He taught African American studies. And although he wasn't in the business school, he was one white professor that stood out because I just felt like he made all of us Black students, or at least my story in particular, feel seen, right? Even from the things that he taught, how he taught them and how he taught the subject. He was definitely a very, very beloved professor on campus. And then there was another one. I just remember his first name. Actually, I guess two more now that I'm talking about it. I'm like, oh, this professor is professor. Another professor, Rick. I can't remember Rick's last name. But he was just great. I think with Rick, he was a Black male, but he was young. And I think to see who seemed like a younger Black male teaching at that level was just also kind of another eye-opening experience that we didn't have, that college professors weren't always just an older white person, right? Which was great. And then Jared Ball. So it was another African-American studies professor. And he really shaped, I think, the way that I thought about things. So one thing that he always had us ask his students is, why do I like what I like? And so just that's something that I continue to ask myself even now, being however many years removed from the college experience of why do I like what I like? And investigating things from that lens.
If if you could walk me through your sort of last memories where your time as a student at Maryland is done. Mm-hmm. What are the last things that you remember?
So where were the last things that I remember? I think my last memories are one, working at the Turf Zone a lot. Also being an RA, and because I did a fifth year, all of the people, the majority of the people that I came into school with had already graduated. The year before in 2007. So my last year, I felt, wow, I was on campus and connected. It was a different sense of connection than what I had the year prior, right? So by the fifth year, I was very much like, I'm just trying to be done and get on and move out, as opposed to, you know, when my friends were there, it was kind of, I just want to kind of cherish these last memories that we have on campus together.
So 2008, you graduate. What comes next for you?
Yeah. So what came next for me is I then started a job at JPMorgan Chase. And that role, that was a company where I had interned the summer prior, and then it led into a full-time position. But I literally only got that role from the relationships that I had developed through that Black Business Association. So that's something that is, I'm forever indebted to Maryland for the relationships that I developed there, because it really helped set me on the path professionally. So 2008, of course, was the financial crisis. I was in finance. So it was a very interesting time to start a career in finance. Unlike some of my friends that were in the business school with me, I was able to stay with that same company. We wound up being one of the companies that fared a bit better during that timing. But that's what I did kind of professionally. I also moved back to Philadelphia after school and graduating in 2008.
Did you pursue any further higher education after you finished at Maryland?
I did not. And I have not as of yet. And I think for myself, I think one, graduating at the height of the financial crisis, and then also being a business major, and I was in the finance realm, I didn't necessarily see it as necessary for what I was doing and what I was currently working with. But that's not to say that now that isn't something that is a goal of mine. Just at the time, it just didn't feel like it makes sense. Also incurring more debt when I graduated with more student loans. So I at least wanted to get that off the plate first.
What's been your relationship to the university since you graduated?
So I've been back numerous times from like a homecoming perspective. University of Maryland is also where I met my husband. So that's been like kind of near and dear to us. But I would say from like an alumni perspective, not super connected there. I've attended like University of Maryland alumni events like in Philadelphia, which has been helpful. But that's been like the extent of my connection thus far.
So sort of in closing, when you think about your time at the university, is there anything you might want to share with current or future African-American and Black students? As a means of encouragement or advice?
Yeah, absolutely. I forgot, just to go back to your prior question, I guess the other ways that I had been on campus. So at my current employer, and even in my last one too, University of Maryland was a school that we heavily recruited for. And so being an alum, I would definitely come back a lot to recruit students at the business school. So I did just want to add that there, because I guess it ties into kind of what my parting words would be. So I think one, as I tell so many college students, is one, enjoy the time that you have, right? So this time that you have at the University of Maryland, you're never going to get back again. It'll be filled with some ups and downs, but that is just life. But the sense of community that you're able to build and the friendships are really, really lifelong. And I know sometimes you hear that, but I'm definitely a living example of being that. All of my closest friends are friends that I graduated with or met at Maryland at some point in time during my collegiate career there. And I would say with that, to also find like your core, I think that really made my University of Maryland experience so awesome, because I had a group of people that I can like kick it with, kiki with, also talk about school with, or saying like, hey, did you catch this? That really made the difference. And it really helped me being a Black student on an all white campus.
I want to thank you for taking the time to do this interview with me. If I have any follow-up questions, is it okay to reach out by email?
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much for reaching out to me and including me in this. And Dr. Francina, if I can ask you, how will this be utilized? Like, what will the finished product look like for you?
So initially, this is the first sort of large scale or history project to be done with Black alum of the mm-hmm. institution. So these interviews will be deposited in the university archive.
Okay.
We're looking at doing a panel discussion that's also supplemented by a website in the next couple months. And we also, I'm working on a place-based kind of mapping project where physical spaces that matter to Black students will be kind of displayed along with some of the oral history clips. So there's some public facing scholarship we're looking to do with it. Mm-hmm. The main use is that the institution needs to know how Black students experienced mm-hmm. the institution. When we're making decisions going forward, we find often that students today might be experiencing things that people experienced 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And there's no real justification for that, except that you never ask the students what they experienced.
Right, right.
So there's I think, a lot of rich information in these interviews that span from the 60s to last year.
Yeah.
About how Black students have experienced and how they remember the institution, that could help if administration was willing to listen,
mm-hmm.
develop better policy going forward.
Right, right. Absolutely.
This project has all of those things in mind.
Okay. Great. Dr. Francina, one thing that just came to mind as I'm literally, when I think about memories, one of my great memories at Maryland towards my later years was hearing Barack Obama speak at our basketball stadium. I remember that he was there. Which was a great time, of course, like 2007, I think he was on his campaign trail, whatever have you. And I think being a Black student, of course, during that time, it was definitely well needed. So I definitely realized that my experience, not to say some of my other classmates during that time may feel differently or have a different experience, but I think it was also just a different part in time, right? We were hope of welcoming the first Black president, which is very different than being on campus when Donald Trump is in office. So I do want to acknowledge that all of those things too play a role in the experience that Black students have at University of Maryland.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You did mention that you met your husband at Maryland as well.
Yes. And he mentioned that he was interviewed by you. So his name is Frank Nassier.
Have I interviewed him? I know I contacted him, but I'm
or they sure. contacted him.
I don't know.
I met him. We met freshman year, first freshman party on campus.
Okay. So if you could put a bug in his ear.
Absolutely. I absolutely will. I thought he said he did recall.
I'll go back and check,
but
I definitely remember contacting him. I don't remember if we did the interview or not yet, but okay. I'll definitely go back and check.
Okay. Yeah, definitely go back and check. But if not, I'll definitely remind him as well. So.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Francina. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.